Letter here in the volume 4, letter number 1012. This is dated the 22nd day of Yir Tov Shundalov. So here the Rebbe says, I received your note, the Pidyon Nefesh, and you asked for a blessing for healing for your eyes, the sicknesses in his eyes, and for your wife. May she live. The Rebbe says, when I'll be on the gravesite, the tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I will mention both of you for a quick healing. I just want to say this again and again, that the Rebbe always gives a much more titles here. It's just kind of difficult to give over all the titles when reading the letter, but the Rebbe is more than what I say. It's just the Rebbe gives a lot of titles every time he mentions his father-in-law. So the Rebbe says, I will mention both of you for healing, and I'm hopeful that you will be able to notify me good news about this. So he says like this, every Jew must make a vessel, a vehicle, to receive God's blessing. So in other words, here they're asking for Hashem's blessing for healing, but you got to make a vehicle, you got to make a vessel. So therefore, if you hadn't done so till now, so the Rebbe suggests you should start from now on to say the Tehillim every day. The portion of Tehillim as it has been divided to the days of the month, so that you complete the entire Tehillim during the month. And also to learn every day a portion of Chumash, and during the week to complete the entire Sedra. And also to take part in the public classes that take place in the shul, and to go to those shurim that you have, that you're drawn to them. And your wife should give to tzedakah to the Pushka of Rav Meir Bal Hanes. That's a special tzedakah, Rav Meir the Bal Hanes, before she lights the candles every eve before Shabbos, Kodesh, and before Yom Tov. And I hope to hear good news from them. And I'm attaching here the talk for Lag BaOmer that has been printed not too long ago. And you should study it, and you should delve in it deeply with blessings for a speedy recovery.